Someone telephoned us around 7 o'clock on the morning after Kristallnacht to tell us that we should leave our flat immediately. All Jewish men were being arrested. My mother had taken the call as my father had already left the flat. She told my brother and me not to go to school that day. So we got into our car, a green Opel Olympia registration number 2A52251, to pick up my father from the prayer hall where he'd gone for some special occasion. Our main synagogue had been pulled down earlier that year at Hitler's command because he wanted a parking area there. However, an SS man was on guard outside. We couldn't hear their conversation, but we saw our mother cross the road ahead and away from us. So Peter, my brother, slid across into the driver's seat. He was 17 years old and didn't have a driving license, and drove round the next corner, where our mother got into the car, unseen by the SS man. Of course, we didn't know at that point if my father was locked into the prayer hall with all the other men. We drove to Weinstraße 11, no problem parking right outside in those days, and Mom went up to my father's office. She told us to say, "I don't know if anyone asked us what we were doing in the car." Peter and I seemed to be waiting for ages, so he decided to go up as well. I was alone in the car now and looked at the broken glass on the pavement. I was scared. After what seemed another long time, all three came down. What had kept them? My father had booked a long-distance call and was determined to wait for it to come through. That's how my dad was. The year before, my brother had worked as a trainee in the Schloss Kaltenberg brewery, and now he was attending the technical college. He said that his fellow students didn't know that he was Jewish, and he was going to college. My mother thought it was a good idea for my father, her and me to get out of Munich and drive to Schloss Kaltenberg. At the time, it belonged to Jewish friends, the Schüleins. My mom thought that, since the Schloss had a drawbridge, that would stop unwanted visitors from getting to us. On the road out of Munich, there was a roadblock manned by men in uniform. My mom was driving, I was sitting next to her, and my father was sitting in the back. She said to me, "Smile." Well, there I was with my Platz, smiling broadly. They waved us through. We were clear. We got to Schloss Kaltenberg, but my mother said she didn't feel easy, so we left. When my brother arrived there a few hours later, we had already gone. The Nazis had been and arrested Mr. Schülein. We had taken my father to a railway station not far away, but I don't remember which town, from where he made his way to a sister in Luxembourg. Fortunately, he had his valid passport with him. However, his journey was not without problems, the details of which I never quite heard. My mother and I drove back to Munich, but decided not to go back to our flat, but to go to my grandmother's flat in Reitmoorstraße 52. She was Hilda Waldner, born in Germany, blessed with a Yugoslav passport. Up to a certain point, the Nazis did not molest Jews with foreign nationalities. Nevertheless, my two uncles decided not to stay in the flat, but to hide with non-Jewish friends. So it was just my grandmother, my mother and me spending that night there. And it was awful. In the course of the night, Nazis in uniform came 3 times into our bedroom. My grandmother had a single bed along the wall near the window, and my mom and I shared the other single bed near the door. One of the chaps in an SS uniform asked my mother harshly, "Where's your husband?" She answered in tears, "He's not here," leaving him to think that he'd been taken to Dachau. Well, she had taught the truth. He wasn't there. She had recognized the man as a trainee lawyer who had worked in my father's office. She was sure that he, too, had recognized her and was actually embarrassed. But he had no choice. He was with his SS colleagues in uniform. He must have been afraid and acted harshly to protect himself. Himmler had said in one of his famous speeches that they must not betray any weakness. Some human sentimentality must be suppressed as being false, which is probably why a lot of people did those dreadful things later. A week or two later, the Gestapo telephoned my mother and said that either my father comes back home or she and her children would be arrested. My parents had arranged for my father to sign his postcards with Auntie, so she wrote and told him about the phone call, and my father came back, but they didn't arrest him. My father's cousin and partner in the Siegel legal offices, Julius Siegel, was deeply shocked at what had happened to my father in 1933, saying, "If that is what they are doing to Michael, what will they do next?" He and his family left and settled in Palestine in 1934. Should we have done the same, I sometimes wondered? Avoided all this in 1938 and stayed together as a family?